I hurried through the Saturday afternoon mist to meet my group for our science assignment. Lions Gate, Washington was always foggy. One of my friends, Rakshar Kaya, said it was because the town was on an island surrounded by ocean and mountains. Another friend, Max Rogers, thought it was because Lionsgate was full of supernatural creatures. I agreed with Max. My family had moved here a month ago, and it was the creepiest place we'd ever lived. I rushed past one of the scarier spots in town, the row of abandoned houses. With their broken windows and missing doors, the homes looked like skulls, ready to devour anyone who came too close. The wind rattled the branches of the dead trees and blew away the mist. I stumbled to a stop. Someone was in one of the houses walking by the window. Impossible, I thought. The houses are off limits to everyone. Movement flashed again. Whatever was up there, it was going too fast to be human. No way was I staying here. The fog rolled in, and I ran as hard as I could before the thing spotted me. My sneakers slapped the pavement. Once I was clear of the houses, I stopped to catch my breath. Then, from behind, I heard it. A soft, wailing sound. The hair on the back of my neck rose as I turned. A shadowy blob was coming toward me. The creature grew bigger and louder as it drew closer. The creature came out of the mist. It was Rakshar and Max. You scared me, I said. I thought you were a monster.
I was showing Rakshar the wood panpipe my Uncle Nelson got me, Max said.
He blew on it. I winced. So did he.
I need to practice more.
Ready to work on our assignment? Asked Rakshar. Max put away the pipe, and we walked to Rakshar's house. When we got there, we went to her room. Max sat on Rakshar's bed and pulled out a sheet of paper. Our teacher, Mix Hudson, had given the class a set of challenge questions to work on over the weekend. They said it was a hint about our upcoming science unit. The group that put in the best effort for the unit would win a pizza lunch. My friends and I were determined to be that group.
Give examples of electromagnetic radiation and list their sources, Max said.
His mouth fell open.
What is that?
It's the scientific term for light, said Rakshar.
Oh, he said, relieved. Sunlight and the source is the sun.
He wrote that down. What about ultraviolet light? I asked. That comes from the sun too, said Rakshar. Another source of it is a sad lamp. Max frowned.
How can a lamp be sad?
Rakshar laughed. No, it's an acronym. It's a lamp for people who have seasonal affective disorder, SAD, sad, she said. The lamp emits ultraviolet light. It mimics sunlight and helps some people feel better. Max wrote it down. We added radio waves, microwaves, X-rays, and infrared light to our list.
Next question, said Max. What can you make out of plastic bottles, a cork, tape, air, and water?
That stumped everyone but Rakshar. They can be used to make bottle rockets.
Last one, said Max. What is Duchess's favorite treat?
Duchess was a bearded dragon and our class mascot.